Oh, Penelope. The nuns of Mount St. Mary's loved Penelope, whose skills they urged us all to emulate. She fought off men. She used her mind. Long after we'd read the prose version, slightly sexed down, those nights with Calypso eclipsed, Penelope was steadily invoked. Wily, though not quite as wily as Mr. Wiliness himself, patient, so that even Job might take his text from her, discreet in her appetites, which the nuns chose to ignore, never quizzing us on the scar, since God forbid we should mention the man's thigh, or the bed, with its highly unusual post. No, ours was the Penelope of Attic vases, gowned, accepting gifts from suitors, or sitting at her loom, elbow on knee, head on hand, thoughtful Telemachus beside her, as she figured out her next move, now that the maids had betrayed her. No more unraveling. But she was shining among all women. The gods would intervene. Heretical, yes, but we mustn't blame the Greeks. At least, finger wag, they believed in something, and they liked a good story. Odysseus stringing the bow, stripping off his rags to guide the fatal arrows to the suitors until the great hall smoked with blood. Not that we were being asked to condone violence, but anything to preserve virtue. Anything. No wonder so many of us headed straight for the back seat of a car. Why wait any longer? We wanted to test our pluck and ingenuity. And then, hands sliding down a bare thigh, whisper, "Oh, I'd know you anywhere."